Whether you're a first-time listener or you've tuned into previous episodes, welcome to eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast. I'm Kate, your host. On today's episode, we're talking about connections, which allow you to connect eMoney to a financial institution and see and use key data in planning for your clients. I sat down with Rose Adlam, Technical Support Supervisor, who you will hear has so much knowledge and expertise to share on how to best use connections in the application. If you've been looking to know more about this part of eMoney, then this is definitely the episode for you. Here's my conversation with Rose. Hey, Rose, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Can you start by telling our listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So my name is Rose Adlam, and currently I am one of the supervisors of eMoney's technical support team, primarily the data support team. I started in customer service. I've been at the company for just a little over 10 years, so have a ton of experience with connections.
Yeah, you've definitely had a lot of different roles here, which is cool because you've gotten to see a lot of different parts about eMoney, see how different things work. Obviously, we're here today to talk about connections. So while we really don't focus too much on the basics of how to use a specific feature that we talk about on a simple level, I do like to give users a quick understanding of what we're talking about because we might have some listeners who aren't too familiar with connections. In case we do, can you tell us a little bit about an advisor versus client connection?
Sure. So for an advisor connection, the main difference is this uses the advisor's username and password combination, or rep ID, to establish the connection with a financial institution. So advisor connections allow you to import accounts under your book of business for multiple clients through that one connection. A client connection is usually used to bring through a client's personal accounts like checking, savings, banking accounts, and this connection uses their own username and password to establish the connection with the financial institution. So one is more advisor managed, can import multiple accounts for clients. Client is typically client managed, and it's their personal accounts that aren't managed by the advisor.
Perfect. I wanted to make sure before we really dove into how to best utilize connections that we could help listeners have an understanding of the difference between the two or the differences between the two. So thank you for that. So in eMoney on the connections dashboard, the advisor will see the connections tab and the institutions tab. What data can they expect to gather from each tab?
Good question. So the connections tab allows you to see a list of every individual connection, the current status of it, who owns it or created it, number of clients importing through it, if it's an advisor connection, last time it updated, and if there's any open support cases. You can also search by client name to see only their connections or choose from various different filters depending on what you'd like to see. For the institutions tab, this will list out each specific connection or source, as we call them, and the number of clients importing under it, if it's advisor, or the number of clients using each. So you can also see the status of the connection, how many of the connections have errors on that specific connection with that financial institution, and the last time it updated. It's really a preference to how you like to see the data at a high level.
It sounds like it can capture a lot of different information. Also seems like it's very helpful with just understanding the status on those specific connections. How can utilizing the connections feature help an advisor with data aggregation?
So I think aggregation is a key feature of our application. Without data aggregation, advisors would need to manually add all of their clients' accounts in the Fact Finder and update the balances daily. It also allows for transactions to flow into the spending tab of the client website. So I think it's a simple way to bring all the clients' account data in to utilize the other features of the app, like budgeting, plans, and reporting.
I imagine that that would just be so much work for the advisor to have to manually add all of that. And we talk a lot on the podcast, but just at eMoney in general, about making business efficient for our advisors. And so I love to hear that Connections is just helping to support that effort. Also, in work to support that effort, what can the advisor do on their end? What type of work should they be doing to be as up to date with Connections as possible?
Great question. From the Connections dashboard, advisors can easily see the status of each connection as it is. If you're seeing a red exclamation point next to the specific status, they likely need to take some type of action. So this could be they have to update credentials, they need to go through the one-time access code process, they might have a group error and accounts missing. All of those will show up with a status with that red exclamation point. So if they were to click on that exclamation point, it'll actually have them go to the prompt of what's needed. So I think keeping up with those statuses and taking the corrective action is probably their best bet at having the most accurate data flowing through into the app.
I think it's great that you shared specific things to look for, especially with that red exclamation point, those kind of key takeaway things that they can look for within Connections. You mentioned that they should, you know, take certain actions. How often should they be doing things like this? At what frequency should the advisor be checking in on the data on the Connections dashboard?
So I think looking at the Connections dashboard, I would ideally do it daily, especially if they have a lot of connections. I'd probably pay closest attention to their mainly used advisor connections, since those are probably where the majority of their accounts are pulling through. I definitely take a peek, though, prior to a client meeting, just to make sure everything is updating properly.
That's awesome. I think especially, like you said, before a client meeting is probably super helpful, just so that they can ensure that they're prepared for meeting with that client and showing them the most up-to-date information. Of course, things happen. And while we want to help business be efficient and effective, things happen and connections can break. What's the best course of action for the advisor to take in that case of a connection breaking?
Sure. So as I mentioned before, the statuses show for each connection from the Connections dashboard. If I were an advisor, I would click on that repair option, try to take those corrective steps, and if it still isn't resolving the issue, I'd open a case with my team so we can take a look. Opening a case on the connection will give my team access to the specific connection, the accounts importing, holdings, transactions, all of the logs and action that advisor has recently taken on the connection. So with that open case, we'll have all the information we need to further review the issue.
Thank you. I think it's great to provide our advisors with just an understanding of where to go or what to do in the case that that happens. Obviously, there are a lot of different parts of eMoney. Connections is just one area of the application that an advisor can do work in and that an advisor involves in the planning process for their clients. We've talked a lot on the podcast about various other parts of the application. I want advisors to leave today understanding what other components of eMoney Connections works well with. What do you feel the areas of the application are that Connections works well with?
Yeah, sure. So I think Connections are instrumental to cutting down on manual work when looking at financial plans and reporting. So if all of that information is just aggregating into the system, they can easily incorporate that data into their financial plans and look at, you know, reporting as far as net worth or something like that goes. Again, with data aggregation, you can import transactions for most connections, and that directly relates to the budgeting feature on the client website and the spending analysis.
I love that, especially the client website, getting clients really engaged in the financial plan, in the financial planning process is huge and something I know a lot of advisors are focused on, really making it an engaging and interactive experience for clients. So I love to hear that Connections can really join into that process or help support that experience for advisors and clients. Moving more to best practices for advisors, what is one or more than one, if you have more than one, best practice that you would share with advisors when it comes to utilizing this tool in the application?
I probably have a few best practices, not just one. One of the main ones I would say is checking on those statuses to take the corrective action if a connection isn't showing as up to date. It's really important, again, that you're checking those statuses and taking that action so that you can ensure your data is showing as accurately as possible. Another thing that I would say is make sure that a client adds a client connection from their login. So if you have them add the connection from the advisor side while they're in the office, or if you guys are viewing the client website together, they won't actually have the ability to update credentials or complete the extra security layer if the connection were to prompt for it. So that's a big one. We'll see a number of cases reported where an advisor says, hey, you know, my client has this connection. They're not able to update credentials. What's going on here? And when we take a look at it on the back end, the client connection was actually added from the advisor side. So they do not have the ability to take those corrective steps if the connection were to break. Another thing I'd say is checking the institution notices. So this is something that can be done mainly from the advisor side of the application. Our team's pretty great with putting out proactive messaging under the connection if there is a known issue. So I would just make sure to read those prior to submitting a case, as we may already be aware of the issue you're trying to report. And last but not least, big one here. If an account is not importing, especially through a client connection, have the client find new. So my team gets a ton of cases where the client just needs to find new in order to import that missing account. This could potentially save you time and cut down the need to wait for support to look into the issue and actually reply.
That was so helpful. I think it's great that you shared so many different best practices for advisors to leave today's episode walking away with as really hopefully action items on their end that they can take when using connections and implementing those best practices if they are not already. One of the things that you mentioned is the client connection component of that and making sure that they are adding that with their login. And I want to kind of touch on that a little bit. So what is a client's role within connections and how can utilizing this feature really strengthen that advisor and client relationship?
Sure. So clients typically manage their own client connections. And as a best practice, like I said before, it's best practice to have them add those connections themselves. It can strengthen the relationship as it's something they can walk the client through setting up and getting the data imported, I think really helps as a starting point for planning conversations. The data imported overall will help advisors come up with the most accurate plans.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I think that one of the things that we focus on a lot is helping advisors to strengthen that advisor-client relationship, going back to what we were talking about earlier, really making it an interactive and engaging experience. But ultimately, we want the relationship between the advisor and client to be strong and to be something that is fruitful for the client in their financial planning process. So that is very helpful. Okay, closing out our last question, what are some of the key features within connections that you want advisors to have a strong understanding of as they leave today's episode?
Sure. So I think, again, the importance of keeping the connections up to date, as this is going to provide them with the most accurate data. I feel like a broken record, but I can't stress how important it is to keep the connections up to date. Obviously, some connections require more upkeep than others, as financial institutions are always updating their websites and adding additional security measures. In these cases, the connection may break and prompt the advisor to re-enter their username and password, and they'll need to do this in order to have the connection go back up to date and have the most accurate data. Another would probably be just kind of having a high level understanding of the different types of connections. Take a feed, for example. This type of connection only loads once a day and will show the previous day market close. We get a fair amount of case volume with questions about this when actually that's how the feed is designed to work. So I think overall having an understanding of how different connections potentially work, like a feed, a screen scrape, an API, I think that could go a long way as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rose. I think that all of this information has been very, very helpful, and I'm confident that our advisors will leave today with some more information on connections, having a deeper understanding of how that part of the application works, but also, maybe even more importantly, with some great best practices up their sleeve that they can really implement into how they use eMoney day to day and week by week. So thank you so much for sharing all that you have to offer about connections.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. And I hope this helped our listening advisors.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Rose and all that she shared on connections in eMoney. If you're looking for more resources to help you best utilize this part of the application, or to answer a question you might have on connections, check out some of the connections resources available in our help menu. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on another episode soon.